Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
All right, we're holding today Daf Yud Tes, the day after Yom Kaddish. And like we had last night, so the Elim came, and now we're holding Daf Yud Tes by the two dots on top, about six lines down from the top. Oh, wait. Oh, Shmuel, you're up already. I don't know if you feel so guilty. You have a Rambam? The Rambam and Avodim. So we're talking the Dinim that we have in Big Day Kahuna. Various Psulim that we have. Some of them are not Mavura, clearly, 100% the Rambam. Whether they carry with them a Chiyav Misa even. Rashi learned, we saw, Shkayach, thank you very much. Rashi learned before, even that the din of the covenant of Sepharis is by size and Zanub Sul. The covenant of Sepharis, he doesn't say whether the covenant of Sepharis is going to be Mechayim Misim by the case where they're torn. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban holds that where it's torn, it's Mechusar Begadim because of the place where it's exposed, it's bare. There's no begging over there. Funny a little bit. A little chiddushnik, not funny, fun. In a case where it's torn, you have a begging that's torn. Let's say it's torn by the leg. It's torn by the arm. Over there, it's exposed where it's torn. And since, because of that, the exposure of it means that that place, there is no begging. So it's b'chusar b'gadim. Not because at all of covet, of the covenant of Sepharis. Of what? When the Avne bunched up, you mean the Avne bunched up the,
Yes.
Why?
Because it's uncovering. It's the same concern that it's uncovering, it's exposed.
What? So you're not completely covered.
No, but it could be covered. It's different. It's different over here. Here, there is no begging there. Here, there is no begging because there can't be a begging there. The way the begging is, you don't have a begging over there. Here you have the begging, the size of the whole goof. It's different. Yesh l'chalak. Okay, so now what we have over here, Tanadhasa, we have the two dots. Tanadhasa. Kayin shalaka b'yitzba'o. We learned over there, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Erevin that tells us a Kayin who had some injury in his finger. Where he Kairach alav gami b'migdish, he's able to tie a bandage in the migdish of a lebe medina. In the Medina, he can't because of the Tzrafuah, Shchika Samavanim, to do that. He's doing it because, obviously, because it's it cures. In the Migdish, when we have a call of Ein Shmus Ben Migdish, he's allowed to do that. Rashi over here tells us, Karachalo Gemi Bishas Avayda, he's doing it even Shas Avayda Shegenayhu, Shatir Shabakoso, it's a gnai that the Makkah should be seen. We see a very big thing over here. If he's doing it for the sake of refuah, where? Let him do it in the Migdish. There's no Din Shmusma Migdish, no Shmusma Migdish. And with the Medina, he can't, of course, because it's the Shabbos and Yom Tov. Over here, though, we see it's more than that. Kairach Alo Gebi, Bishas Havayna. Why is he doing it over here? He's doing it because it's a gnai for the Avayda Shatira Shabakusa, that the Makkah should be seen. The Afagav, even though the Gemi Masi, even though it does cure Lamaisa, Afagav, the Gemi Masi Makkah, the Chol Dover, Sheishma Bishub Rafua, and whenever we have a problem of Rafua, also Bishub Shvus, maybe he'll mishchika samamanim, he'll crush herbs. Hadi mili b'medina, avu b'midish le'gazer b'shuv shvus. There they did. There is a chiddush, I think, that we see over here. he's saying that the gzeira that we have, Mishkikis Abadim, will apply even if the reason why you're doing it is not for the sake of refuah. What's he doing it over here? He has to add a whole new svar over here, Rashi. He's doing it because of the bizayin that it should be seen, Bishas Avayda. We never would have been mechavet to that. I don't think we would ever be mechavet to Asas svar. It's exposed, and therefore when it looks like a bizayin, it's a gnai for the Avayda. That's the reason why he's doing it. But Abba Bikay, the reason why he's doing it, is not for the sake of Raful, he's doing it for a gnai for Avayda. I'm a mailer. So there's some kind of a benefit that comes out for a fool. That's also going to be a reason to be usher. But Medina, it's going to be usher. But what do you need Svar over here on Tzarech Avayda for? If he's in it, he's in it. It's a Tzarech,
Aguv.
No, you're right. Avada, that is like that. Yeah. But if there's a, you need it Tzarech, Migdash. I would have thought maybe the reason is also, let's say there's another a big tzairach. For example, if anything you would say...
He's the only kind here.
All right. Well, all right. So he wants to be the kind of the mitzvah. I don't know. That has to be. But he's doing it, the chayra, the reason that Rashi says it like this, and he says it, he's saying it because of the reason it has to be a tzairach avayda.
Yeah.
If it's not a Tzarech Avayda, which is a very good reason that you're saying it, it's not that push. Avayda is a Tzarech. It can't be Stab, a Heter, go do Drabbanans in the Migdash. That's Avayda. But it could be it's a different Tzarech also. Let's say it's a Tzarech, for example, Tyson says it, if a person has on Purim the mitzvah of leaving the Megillah, I'll say Shmuz Ben Migdash. There wouldn't be Xavier Shemin Yafi Reda Dalarabis Mashusa Rabbis in the Migdash. Nothing to do with the Migdash. He's going and he wants to read the Megillah. It's his own personal tzairach. He has to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of reading the Megillah. And he says there would be no Xavier. What's the reason that it's us to do it the Migdash on Shabbos? They say, Neim Shalim, the Suez Lamikra Megillah. Different reason. No, wait. Lulav is Lulav. Different. But over here, he's doing it only because, they say, name shall name the Suez Lamikra Megillah. That'll be the reason that he can't. But there's no Xavier Shemi Yavi Red over. He's doing it for that purpose. Lulav is not different than that. There's a special mitzvah of Lulav in the Migdash. But there's no special mitzvah of the Megillah in the Migdash. It's got nothing to do with that. Maybe you can even make a case by Shreifer. You can make a case by Lulav, but not by Megillah. And Tais says there's no Hlus but Migdash by that, Tais and Megillah. But you're right. Over here it's telling you that it has to be only a Tzairach Karbin. But the Mela comes out another Kiddush, that the din that we have of Exam Rishum Rafuah applies even if your Kavanah in doing it is not for the sake of Rafuah. Rama Gavaldi have very big ramifications to this. Person's doing something which is a refuah of it, but he's not doing it for that purpose. He's going to be also to do the act. Because it, as a byproduct of refuah for that, that's a vada, a very big chiddush that we have over here. But we have, I think, two very big chiddushim in Rashi. He holds that the Eishmus and Migdash will apply not only Stab at Tzaira, not like Tyson and Megillah, but there has to be a Tzairach Karbin. The second thing we have in Rashi is that there's going to be a Gzair of Shrikas Samamadim, even if the reason why you're doing it is not for the sake of Rafua. Not for reason to do what you're doing. But you can't do it. Why? Because it's a fringe benefit, a bonus that's going to come out of it, and there's going to be Rafua. That's a Chiddush, very big Chiddush that we see over here, I think, in the Rashi.
Rabbi, what do we have at the end of Erevin with the guy who has to fix the klishir, the kakaisher and nimal, but they also
that's
have...
That's a real Tzairach Migdash. That's a real Tzairach Migdash. That's the Rabban and the Raisa when you're fixing the springs also.
Right.
It's a different thing. And why they're talking about the Raisa is because it's a Tzairach Karbin. It's a melacha that's yevshel asoso be'erev yant be'erev shav be'erev yantif.
And why is it a tzarech carbon? Because it is shira? Well, why is it a tzarech carbon over there? Because it is shira?
Is there something wrong here anyway?
No, it doesn't make a difference. They answered it across the board.
Part of the
it's part of the original Torah. Yeah, you don't have to have some on it. Vice versa, I said, we don't have some on either. Of course, yeah. Okay, now. I'm a lot of it. Vim lehaitz now. So what does it say, Nachum? Kayin shalakam et sekar ala gemi b'migdashav aloi b'medina. However, Vim lehaitz im imen adam, if the reason why you're doing it, it's for the sake of removing the dam, to take the dam, which is a deraisa of chabura, kan mekan, even in the migdash, it's osar, because you can't do a malacha. It's a malacha of chabura, tils the shomer. Amar of Yehudim Reder Chiyat, leishanu el agedi. That which we're saying you can do in the migdash is only going to be where it's agedi, a bandage. Gami literally is some green grass. It's a material, but it's a bandage. Amo, tiltzul cotton. Of course, we have the problem. How are you going to do? We have to address this problem. How are you going to do it? It'll be a problem of chatzitza. But obviously, it's not. We're talking about a case where it's not going to be a problem of chatzitza.
On the left finger.
Yeah. Let's say the left. Yeah, good. Amar. However, again, amo tiltzul cotton. Let's say it's a. It's a kilt, like a small keli. A belt. Rashi says it's a bendel. Huh? A what? Strap, yeah. Have a kilt or cotton, have a yitr begotten. That already is yitr begotten. And Rabbi Yechidin, Allah Yamar yitr begotten, Allah Mamachai begotten. Rabbi Yechidin argues, and he says it's not a problem of yitr begotten. Now remember, if it's going to be yitr begotten, it's going to be a problem also of a chayim misa. Like we have, remembering, you have even a kayin hedi, where's the begonim of a kayin gobel? But we do see something over here also in Nita begonim. It's not pasha. If he's wearing it, remember, it's not like the example that the Gemara said before in Nita begonim. The Gemara said the way Rashi explained it, two michnasayim, two ksinus, a double big day kahuna, like Meshnissen said yesterday, right, so eloquently. This is different. This is a tziltzul cotton. And Abba became, took Mishnah Tzu yesterday. That what Rashi said, the example. Over here, it's a chiddush that we have in the Din Yitr Begadim. We did not see this yesterday.
Foreign beggar.
It's a foreign beggar, unrelated to the other big day kahuna, and he says it's still going to be a problem. Oh, the Yitr Begadim. And it'd be enough Gemina, it'd be very big enough. Number two, it's another thing. It's a big and chol. Rashi said, it could be anything, but it's not like the Gemara, right? But it's not like the Gemara's cases. Now, the Rambam learns, Abu Shalayim Makai Begadim. Rabbi Yechanan says that it only applies for Makom Begadim, not Mishnah. It's not Yitr, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Break the Gemara. What do you need Yitr Begadim? Table Mishum Chatzitza. So the Gemara, no, we're talking with small, where it's not a problem of Chatzitza. Eat Abishalom Makom Avayda. Or it's in a place that's not necessary to do the Avayda. Maybe he had it on his foot. Maybe he had it on his foot, not the bottom of the foot. I don't mean the bottom of the foot. The bottom of the foot would be a problem of chatzitza also between his feet and the floor. But let's say it's on his ankle. He's in an ankle bandage. He had a bandage on his ankle. So but there he's not using that to do the avoda. And therefore in that case, it's not going to be a problem of chatzitza, but it can be a problem of yitr begadim. Uplinga de rava. Come right back to this again also again. The plague of the Rava, the Abba Rava, Abba Rav Chista, the Makai Begadim, Afiluri Machas Chetzetis, the Makai Begadim, even if it's one thread, it'll come out of Tachatzitza, Shalai Makai Begadim, Shalosh Chetzetis, you need a Shem Begin. Gimel Atzbos by Gimel Atzbos, and the tzilzel cotton is not that size.
Rebbe always talks about having to, why does feet have to dry off the Kohen Gadol?
Yeah. But by drying off the Kohen Gadol, for the water. But the water, that's a problem, of course, the Mishnah Malach here. Because the water is never chatzitza to anyway. So why is it a problem? Why does the Kohen have to go have to get dried off? Yeah. Pachas mikad, eino chatzitzas. So chayra, if you, a tzilzel cotton is not that size, and therefore, the chayra, these two things are in conflict with each other. And that the Gemara says, ana rabbi echad of anai pligi, ana rabbi Yehuda breda rachia mi leim up the pligi. Because he said there's a problem of tzilzel cotton of Gita Begadim. Shiny tzilzel cotton. The chashit. That's different. When we hold that you have to have gimel atzbos, by gimel atzbos, it'll only be something that does not have some intrinsic quality to it, a chashivas. But this does. And therefore, it's going to be a problem of Yitra Begadim, even if it doesn't have the right shear, the requisite shear of gimel atzbos. Or, Lish Machrin, another version of the whole thing. Tiltzel cotton is chaitzitz. But it's not chaitzitz. What's this word, chaitzitz? Let's bear it in mind a minute. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Layamru Chatzitza, Elabapachas, Mishalash Al Shalash. Rabbi Yechanan says that it only is a problem of chatzitza, only where it's, we don't say it less than Gimel Al Gimel. Elabamachim Begadim. Amal Shalai Bamachim Begadim. But less than that, it's not chaitzitz. Behind the Rava, that's like the member that we have. And Amar Achisa, who part of the Ikad Yomri? Amar Achisa, like Lema Plingi, out of Hinebrei Darchia Shani, Chaitzitzel Cotton, the Chashit. Well, the Rabbi Yechonah, my year, not me. A Gemi, I mean. According to Rabbi Yechonah, why say Gemi, Lashwein, and Tziltzel Cotton? Because he's telling me a Gemi is not going to be Chaitzitz. Why don't you tell it to me by Tziltzel Cotton? That's Milsagam Barchakam Ashmalot, the Gemi Masi. It just tells you Stam something which is a Matthiastic thing. That a Gemi helps. Gemi does cure. Rashi over here comes and Rashi tells us the word, the nomenclature that we have over here is misleading. It says the word chatzitza. What's chatzitza here? Rashi comes and tells us, right, it's a borrowed term. Shalosh al shalosh chaitzitzitz. What is he saying when it's three and gimel atzbos and gimel atzbos? It's chaitzitz. Kleimar. Having yitra begadim, it doesn't mean chatzitza, it means yitra begadim. The ayni the nakat benima achas, when it says nima achas b'macha begadim, lishna the chatzitza, shayin the shaykhan abhi, nakat abhi maskana, lishna the chatzitza. Right, so, but the word doesn't mean that. Agav Rashi before, when we're talking about the din of chatzitza, what is the din of chatzitza? Rashi, put Rashi that we had before, b'teik l'klei b'shum chatzitza. Everybody see that, Rashi? And chatzitza bein yadal li'avayda. It's between his hand. If he has the bandage on his hand, it's going to be a chatzitza between his hand and the mizrach, or the keli, however he's doing it. Bein yadal li'avayda, b'teik l'klei b'shum chatzitza. He can't have, let's say he's maybe come with the dam, let's say he's being zayrik the dam or something. You do what you need, atzmei shokayin. How can Rabbi Yechonah do it? And therefore the Gemara says he did it bit small. If he did, he can't be become of the dam when he has a band-aid on his hand. So he mekabled the dab with his right hand. The mizrak is in his hand, or his fanny is holding it with his fingers. And around his finger, he has a band-aid. can't work. You need Atzmai Shel Kayin, the Gufa Kayin. If it's not Gufa Kayin, is something being mafsik, that's already a problem of Chatzitza. We have, what? Mamretach. So, if it's a Chatzitza.
No, but
Mamretach. No, yeah, but there are two things. This is the Chatzitza, the Makkah Begad, but even Shalai Makkah Begad, if you're using it for the Avayda. Let's say, no, yeah. Avad, if he had like the eyes on his foot, not the bottom of the foot, it can't be the bottom of the foot, it's Chatzitza.
Why?
Because he can't have Chatzitza to his feet on the floor.
No.
But he has to have the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah is like Makkah Avayda. It's different. You can't have a Chatzitza with David on an heaven. I mean, on anything sleeps, he can't help. That's the reason I said about the bottom of his foot, it's on his ankle. On his ankle, it won't be a problem. It will be a problem between the begadim and his skin, or between his fingers and the mizrach. That, yeah, you need Atzma Shalkayin. But if we're bringing Atzma Shalkayin, we're talking over here about a different than chatzitza between his guf and the mizrach. The chatzitza between his body and the begadim is a different thing. That's a din of al-psaro, different din, completely. We're talking over here, Atzma Shalkayim. Let's bear in mind, it's Gedayim I mean, to say that here. In other words, when we're talking about Chatzitzis, about Bigdei Kahuna, or when he's doing the Avayda, it really manifests itself in three ways. It could be between the begadim and his skin. Not doing, that's not going to do with Machab Avayda. It's that he has an exitis on. It's an exitis, let's say it's on his stomach. And he has a band-aid on his stomach. He has a band-aid on his stomach. He has a store, a maca on his stomach. He has a band-aid on there. And he has a begadim. Can't work because it's a chatzitza. Hey, that is another than chatzitza. No begadim at all, his fingers. No begadim on his fingers. But he needs his fingers to do the avayda of Kabbalah Sadat to be mekabel the mizrak. He can't have a chatzitza over there either. That's what Rashi says is the din of Atzmai Shalkayin. Then there's a third din. Let's say he has a chatzitza on the bottom of his foot. Freshtetzach, everybody knows where he's barefoot, of course. So when he's barefoot, he can't have, not wearing socks. He has a band-aid on the bottom of his foot. Okay. So there's a chatzitza between the ritzvah and his feet. All right.
If it goes to the floor, how can
we read it? Nah, it does go. Because not rubbish to them. Because, but
how low does it go? I don't cover the angle in any of this.
No. It could go maybe to the ankle. I'm saying before that. Let's say the top of the foot. Okay. Yeah, it tastes like that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Boy, Rafa. Now, let's take a look over here. We've got a different set of halachas. Boy, Rafa. Let's say there's airspace. There's airspace between his begad and his skin.
And the wind comes or without wind?
No. Don't go with wind. No. Nifus alai ruach bevigdai. Mahu al sarah boyin and maleke. It has to be tight.
Yes,
skin tight. Skin tight.
Like a wetsuit?
Yeah, like a wetsuit.
Splinted.
He doesn't want to look, if he doesn't want to look like Bozo, he better lose weight. I mean, it's a very big problem, you know, with the Koyans. It's a very big problem with a kohen. Not so much by a regular carbon, but if he's going to bring a mincha, then it's really a problem. Because he can't have the flour by the kohenitz stuck between his fingers.
Fat fingers.
And the Gemara says, therefore, he has to have fat fingers. Shmeidim, he has to have that. So, but on the one hand, on the one hand, he's going to have to, you know, it has to be skin tight begadim. On the other hand, if he's all that fat, he's not going to be able to, he's not all that fine, he's not going to be able to break a mincha. Because it's going to be a pro psula beta beinayim. It's what's called the psula beta beinayim, where in Yuma and the memzayim we have. So now the chabot. Mesa loti boila. Sorry, wait a second. Here you go. Bahalek el dilmut. By Rabbi. This was a light Rabbi being done by Abbasara Boida in Bahaleka. El dilmut erach levisha b'chach. Is that okay? Or it's normal? Kina mahu. Now what's the din if he has a lice that's stuck between the baggage? Remember, these things, whether it's going to be a kina or a hefsek, it passes the avoda, even with the Eved Chatzitza, remember. Very different, very chomer to Gedinim. Yeah. If it's a dead louse, then it's no shayla. The Vare Chatzitza. Chayabai. If it's creeping around, it's alive. What's the Miyam Rina came into us on the Yosla, Ravisahu? Should we say, yeah, it's good. That's normal for lice to go and crawl around wherever they have access.
And therefore what?
The low chaitza. Therefore it's not a chaitza. It's there where it's supposed to be. It's not going to be a chaitza. Odilma came in the cup in LA, similar, like the Gemara used the Svara Haida Ravise. The Gemara Mubarish and Iskairo. It's not going to be a chaitza, even if Uber Lav Yerachimo. If it's inside, it's not going to be a chatzitza. The goof of the mother is not a chatzitza between the blood and the mother. Similar. Yeah, and like Raya Mikveh said, that's what I'm talking about. In Bereshani Skyrim. She goes into the Mikveh, it's not a chatzitza between the blood and the water. Between the blood and the water. No, let's not say even if we're Lavi Arachimo, what's working because Haina Ravisa. Haina Ravisa. Came in the Osla, Dilma came in the cup of the Lechites. Offer. Bao Shiachas. Suppose there's dirt. He's not 100% clean. Offer Bao Shiachas. Offer Vadai Chayats. Ella Avaka for Mahu. This is like not rather pieces of dirt, but it's the dust. Some dust. Besa Shechi Mahu Shiachas. What about that? Sometimes, you know, where it's going to be a problem, chatzitza is very negay us. That's why when there's a chalitza that's done, there can't be a chalitza between his foot and the chalitza shoe. And they wash the foot and wash it and wash it and wash it.
I had right here.
Oh, yeah. Now, came in the beginning, what about Beis HaShechi, Machu Shiachus? Al-Basar, Moina, Behaleka, or maybe there also it's Derech Levisha where there's some space. But suppose he puts his hand inside the beggin. Yeah, maybe it was cold or something. He put it into his, maybe he went to scratch himself or something. He itched maybe. Now, gufo mi chayetz, his own guf is chayetz? Hello. Nima ma'u shetachas, nima vari chayetz, nima is no shayim, avada nima thread. Ela nima medoldelis ma'ahu. And a regular, unattached thread, avada it's chayetz. But what about a nima medoldelis?
From the beggar itself.
It's from the beggar hanging and attached to the beggar. Saro, the big no bahu. Saro kagufo dummy? Allah kagufo dummy. Is that have it then like the sayor or not? Like his wolf?
Not there. Yeah,
long to hear.
Which side? Saro.
You have
the
shame with silver.
Why do
you
shame your
partner?
A detached here? What are they talking about? Which
side? It goes between
Saro. She says it's long here.
Here he says, Nima medoldelis midhabeged, begurarin, bechat utchuba moktsas, ela shenotka beinkari. Somewhat connected. Yatsa saro bein reishoi. There's hair that came out of his head. Yotzasaro by Rishai. Lemata. Achenitlas by Sinus Lipsaro. It's attached, yeah, it's part of his head. Maybe has a long hair. Chas a chup. Bow. Eating to life are yada lochaitza. Sarah Bow. What about the hair? I mean, it must be that he has like a ponytail or something. Or no, maybe it just needs a haircut. Usually, Kayane takes a haircut every 30 days. He has to take it every 30 days. All right, but let's say like, again, so he has somewhat hair. He's able to slick up between the, in between his the busser and the beggar itself. Sarah kugufadabi, alav kugufadabi, boy rabzera. What about tefillin, Mao Sheikh Hotzah? Leave it about the other Lila, lots about tefillin, Loti Baila. Came with the Lila, this is Lila, and it's not the Zvat Tefillin Chaitzi. Yayim Nami, therefore Yayim Nami Chaitzi. It's a separate entity, because it doesn't always belong there. Kiti Baila, about the other Lila Zvat, let's say Lila Zvat, there's always a Zvat for it to be there. Why? Mitzvah the Gufe Chayetz, even though it's a mitzvah, maybe it has to Chatzitza. Or maybe it blacks like his gufless, his mitzvah always to be there. No, wait. Shall take Shayad first. Olochites. Igalgo milsa. A mother the kabeta rabbi yomar le tabadarach of yadeno. Tfilin chaitzitzois. Tfilin is a vada yachatzitza. Meisve, what do you mean? Kayadim babaydasim, a levim in the chanan. Yisrael babamadan. Ptura minatfilin. They're putter from tefillah and tefillah, because they're busy doing the avayda. My lavi minichon, if he leaves a made of chaitzitzos. None of that, because they're putter. No, he minichon chaitzitzos. No, maybe it is. No, Ryan, that'll be what we're clearing about. Iachi, instead of saying pturim, asurim mivaylai. Why don't you just say it's awesome because of Chatzitza? Kevedika Leviim Yisrael, the law, Mazdu Le'yasser, by then you can't say it's awesome. No big day kahuna there. Shemachi Tana Pturim. Aye, like you have Vatani, Menichon, Adam Chaitzitzas. It says on the other hand, if he was by the FM, they're not Chaitzitz. So the Gemara like Hashem. It's no Raya from there either. Hadiyad on a Reish. It makes it up Gemina. If it's the Yad or the Reish. Aye, Maishna the Yad, the Xiv, Yilmash al Bissaro. There it's al Bissarai. And therefore, if it's going to be like this, it should be maybe a problem of Hatzitza. Shalo Yehidam or Chaitzitz Beino the Bissaro. The Reish Namik Xiv. What happens by the Kayin Gadol? The Santa Hamik Snefes al Reishai. It's over there. What's going to happen if he has this tefillin? The mitzvah tefillin going to be mafsik. Between the mitznefes and the head. That the Gemara says, Tana Sarah Hayanir makes it to the mitznefes. And it was not a chatzitza. The hair was nearer. The tzitz is up front. They're where the tzitz was, Rashi's mashma. That it was on the forehead, Shal Mitzchai. It says, Mama Shal Mitzchai, and here, Bein Tzit Shal Mitzchai. Taisa's a sheet that always is, that it was not on the forehead. It was in the front of the head, the hair, not on the forehead. The forehead is Mashma, that the tits was in front, right? Or the forehead, where the skin is. Taisa learns it's on the top of the head, it's on the, front and where the hair is. So when it says that, Tana Sarah or Yanira, Bein Tzitz, there was hair that was nearer between the tzitz, the mitznefes was far back. That's why Tysus holds, there's a difference between the hat of the Kayin Gadol and the hat of the Kayin Hedyet. One is called the Mikbas, the other one is called the Mitznefes. That's a different name because it was shaped different, it was different. The Mitznefes was also his back for it. It was more like a turban. The Mikbas was different than that. But whatever it was back more, it was further back on the head, and the tzitz was in the front of the head. Not necessarily, according to Taisa on the forehead, the way Rashi says, but it was in the front of the head, and the tefillin was in between. And therefore, there's no issue of chatzitza.
And for Kohen Hagen, he would wear.
That's right. That's not a problem with the tzitz at all, the Kohen Hagen.
What about the tefillin
shel yad? One second. By the tefillin shel yad, it's a problem of chatzitza. Okay, now. So there, but what is the issue that we're talking about over here the whole time? The issue of chatzitza between the begadim and his guf. And why is there a problem of chatzitza there? Remember, Rashi had explained it before the chatzitza, when it was on his finger, the bandage, he was talking about atzma shokayim. That has nothing to do with this. Here, this has nothing to do with that. Because over here, we're talking about a chatzitza of al-bisaro. Right? When we talk about the din of al-bisaro, there can't be a chatzitza like we have, in that kind of a case. So that, l'chaira, we have to be ma'aira at least one thing. Let's say a person has a nima, and he goes to be taifa. He has a little bit of dirt. Offer vaday is chaitzitz. Shail is the avak. Fine. Anima is vaday chaitzitz. Let's say he goes to be taivo in a mikvah and he has anima. Let's say he didn't take a shower. He didn't take a shower. The dirt is stuck on his skin, okay? The dirt is stuck on his skin. He went over there and there was sticky dirt. The dirt, there was a little bit of dirt that stuck on his stomach.
Does it matter if he's marked?
Oh, no. So over here, in the case, let's say where, it's a miyut, she'ein al-bapid, it's not even a drabbanin. In that case, it's mutter. If it be deraisa, we're talking deraisa, of course, in order for it to be absolute deraisa, it has to be rubo al-bapid. If it's not rubo al-bapid, it's not. And a nima here is different. What we see from this Gemara Pashtus is, and here we have a big machlaikis, what happened to all the dinim that we have in Chatzitza? It's got some litany of shilas that we have over here. Whether or not these things are chaitzitz. How can it be a chatzitza, these things? You're going to tell me even airspace. Airspace is going to be a chatzitza. Or let's say we have a piece of offer. Or we have a nima. Anima is going to, we have to explain by Anima or something that's makbid or not. The Goyim Yankim and Erevin comes and tells us, we have a Goyim Yankim and Erevin and argues with a din of a Shmus Yankim and a Sidre Tara. Whether the din of Chatzitza that we have by a mikveh only apply by a mikveh, or that it applies by other things as well. The Goyim Yankim says, when it comes to the dinim of Amsara, those dinim are not relevant whatsoever. You hear, Baruch David? Yeah. You hear this?
Nothing to do with Hakpas.
Explain already for you.
You know, I hear it.
Yeah, so over here with the Gemara is obviously not dealing over here with the dinim of Chatzitza that we have by a mikveh. Right, there's no concept over here of Rubo Makbid, or Rubo Sheinu Makbid. Let's say Rubo Sheinu Makbid. Let's say it's a Miyad Makbid. What are we talking about here? This Nima is a Miyad Makbid. And yet, we have the Shmos Yankid with the Sidre Tara, who hold that it is like a other things. So how would we learn over here according to them? Maybe we'll say it's talking where it's Makbid. Or maybe the din of Al-Bsaro is a different din. Al-Bsaro says that it has to be flush against the flesh.
Right.
It can't be. Nothing to do with the dinim of chatzitza.
Right.
Maybe the dinim of chatzitza are negay other things. It's just that you can't have a partition between them. But over here it's a separate din of al-Bsaro. According to the way the Goyim Yankiv learns, It's not the, that's not the, the dinim of chatzitza that we have all over are not necessarily totally the way it is by a mikveh. By a mikveh, it's a separate din of ruba ha-makbid, ruba ha-makbid. Over here, even if there is a din chatzitza, but the dinim of chatzitza are not totally in that. What should we, how should we learn here? Is a regular din of chatzitza? Or it's a new halacha that's called the halacha of al-bsara. But the din of just pointing it out for whatever reason, we see that the din of the klolim that we have, the din of chatzitza that we have by a mikveh, do not really apply over here. How does the Gemara come out by all these things? It doesn't. The din is, it remains with a suffix. We've got to be all these halacha, the Gemara never resolves it. And here we have a chiddush. The Rambam paskins. What? What shall I going to do? Yeah. The Rabbah says, you go to Kula. The Rabbah, when the Rabbah brings these halachas and Klei HaMikdash, yeah, the Rabbah comes and he says, by these cases where it's going to be a suffix, because over here. Have a Rabbah here. This is a very good. Here we have Kayan Shalaka. I'm a second again. What? Drama is a parakeet. This is the if we take a look over here, Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Yud, let me just read a Rabbah. Nema'a b'vigdei kahuna al b'saro alaveisham. Melamein shalayi adamar chaitzetz b'ay b'saro alabigadim. You're not allowed to have a chatzitzit. Afilu nima achas. O offer. O kina. Kinamesa. Im he haisa bein basa lebegit haresu chatzitza v'yayim abaydasa psula. The whole abaydas basa. Interesting is, he says the abaydas basa, he doesn't say whether it's a chiyin misa or not. Lefika chayin ha-kayin yacha lavayin b'tfilin. Tfil shal yad. Shereichait tzitzis. That's my gay, of course, even a kind had you. Am shel roish, eirechait tzitzis. Bimratzal honicha bishatsu avayda maniach. That already, if he wants to do it bishatsu avayda, he can be low and be maniach it. That means that he holds that tefillin shel roish is not even, even shatsu avayda, it's not even a not even eater begodim. Now, it's certainly not going to be a chatzitza, but he says, Bimratzal honicha bishatsu avayda, Manich, why does he hold he can put on, he can keep on tefillin shel roish? It's true, maybe there's no problem of opposite, but it could be a problem of yitur begadim. It's sarakli zayar bishar shalaymish layir avak. Now, you have to be careful that there should be even dust, maybe gadol b'saro. Not a kina, even if it's alive. Shalotikades. Yeah, for OCD people, this is not a good thing to do. Yes, correct. Shalotikades aruba bishasu avayda. Can't even have airspace. Behisara lebigado achisrachei kamegid meyolav. Vloyachvis yado tachas chalukah lechei. I'm sorry to interrupt everybody. Vloyetzei saro beit min habegid. Vloyeh beged nima mitul dalas. Im haye sham echad mikalelo, avaydasak shem. If he did and he had that, the diavid, avaydasak shem.
How do you
ever
know such a
thing? People know what's in there. I would say it's a suffix possum. Yet the Rambam holds in these cases, if you have yet, the Almighty is kosher.
Here on your elbow. If the ear came out, how would you know? You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You assume. You have to, that's why the chadami, you have to be, look what they do by a chalitza, how many times they clean the foot. You imagine over here how long they'll have to be in the shower before he goes in and he does that? Maybe you have a chazaka, but the chazaka, you have to establish a chazaka first. Yeah, yes, they have a chazaka of how clean he was. Look how much we're machmer feishish for when it comes to a chalitza foot. Same thing. Over here, the rabbi says the chiddush, and you have to really know why it is like this. According to the rabbi, he also, but the evid, even they can't do it, it's going to be kosher. That's not kosher either. Why it is like that? The rabbi holds you have a suffix. Be ma'ishad echad mikalelu. The avayit is kosher. Why should it be kosher? Maybe he has a nima. What do you say? Hashol chazaka. How do you know even them a chazaka? Is the chazaka that the person never has a nima? The person never has any albuck, dirt, any part of his body? Yeah, but all right, you know, it's not a shower, Stom, you know. You take a shower, yeah, take a shower. Take a shower.
Were there tailors on duty full-time?
What?
Did they have tailors on duty full-time?
No. They had things like that, you know, all the officers that they had. That tail is also, because remember, it couldn't be Merushalin and it can't be Mesulachim. It had to be the right size by everybody. Yeah. The thing that I wanted just to bring out over here is, even though the Rabbah brings all the cases, when he brings the datum of Gita Regadim, he says one of the cases. A double for each one of the things. He put two Ksaitis, two Abnates, two this, two pants to with Lasayan. Yet over here, when he brings over here the halachas, let's say by a gammy of these things, by the bandages, also perikyud.
What about
Korach al Misaro Begit Shalai Bamakam Begadim? Listen to this here. Shmulara, here listen. Korach al Misaro Begit Shalai Bamakai Begadim. He didn't have it, Babaka Begadim. Kigay, Shikarcha al Etzbo. Oh, al Akevo. They put it on his heel. Imhayabo, Shalash Etzbos, al Shalash Etzbos. Hareze Chaitzets. It's Chaitzets. Ubaiso. Ubaiso, Pachas Mikaneda Chaitzets. Imhaya Tzilzo Cotton. He brings the dinner of Tzilzo. Imhaya Tzilzo Cotton. Hayal Vahu. Hayal Vahu. Choshuv. Choshuv Begit Bifnei Atzmo. Hareze Paiso Liavapi Sheimbo Sholosh Al Sholosh. Now, so what is he talking about? The din of chatzitza. He says chaitzitz. The same way Rashi's term comes in Ketzer Mishnah, when it says, what does he mean, chaitzitz? He means yitzer begodim. So we see the Rambam, that's why I mentioned this. If you're doing it, he learns that it's working with the din yitzer begodim, even though it's a begad shochol, and it's shalev amaka begodim, it's not a duplicate. It's not a duplicate of the big bekuda like the cases that he said before. He also had it says that in Yitra Begadim, even though it's not a duplicate, even though it's a Begad Shochol, the Tziltzel Cotton, it's still going to be the same thing. The Radvaz is not like that. The Radvaz who holds that the issue is an issue of Chatzitza.
What does the Rambam say about
Tfilin? Tfilin?
Tfilin. Rashi says it's not a beggar, like
Jonathan
was saying. That Rashi says
something. Yeah. Well, he must mean that he holds that it's not a beggar, because the rabbi must hold that tefillin is not a beggar. He holds he can wear it with the head. If it's not a problem of chatzitza, yeah. Rashi at the top says.
Rashi
said it earlier. Yeah. Tishom aniach tefillin, hilkoch leka chatzitza. Bitana the Israel Shmuelin, the Minichad, Adam Chaitse, Mishum Yitra Begadim, the Israel Shmuelin, the Lab Begin, who? It's Rashi holds, like Rashi holds, by the Tzilin Shomraish, it's not a Begin. Try to Rambam holds also like that. It's not going to be a Begin, and therefore you could wear it on your head, you can't wear it on your heart, on your Tzilin Shoyad. But Tzilin Shomraish, you'll be able to wear. That's what comes out. Till Chirai Sharab says Mefarish, it's not a problem of Chatzitza, and therefore you'll be able to read it, Mishas Abaydi, even the Rambam says, Mishas Abaydi, you can wear it. Because he holds that Till Chirai, it's not a beggar.
find it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
No, Shabbos is different. It's a keli. Sankal sankal keli shalach tov liyisim to Shabbos. Shalai rachas yaday v'raglayim. I asya chukah chukah b'chusim. Huh? Sorry. How do you know that that muscles be null and over of Luna Makrava Keeper Allah Akayim with Tahira? Tahira Bechlau Sheet Bayim. That after it means that Kol's bad, that she did not bring the carbon, she hasn't in Tuba. And therefore, me tells you, that a Mechusik Kippurim also has a psul of Tuba, does a Mechusik Kippurim a Mitzayra or a Zob. A Zob goes and did it before he brought the carbon, the Avaydis Basal's Tuba. Shalom Rachas Yadayim Raglayim. Why? Like we said before, when we had the din of Big Day Kahuna, it goes into the Xerashav of Shriyayim. Asya Chukka Chukka, but Mechusik Begadim. Tanar Abad an hour. Kayin Gadol Shalom Tobal Mishalom Kiddush Bay Begin the Begin. Baruch Hashem, we're going to need your help over here also. We always need your help. But there, let's hear.
I don't think so.
About it, I see you don't have anything to say about the Big Day Kahuna. All right, here it says.
It's a big problem.
Tobal Mishalom Kiddush Bay Begin the Begin. Uvein Avayda LaAvayda. He's not the Kaddish on Yom Kippur. He was not Toivel, and he was not Begdeh Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Between the changes of Begadim, Begdeh Lava to Begdeh Zav, Begdeh Zav to Begdeh Lava. We know, of course, as we had talked the whole time, Chomesh Tvilas, Basara Kiddush. Let's say he didn't do it. He didn't do it. The din is, if he didn't do it, it's not Ma'akif. It's still Kosher. Yeah. But the first one is different. But if he did it between 2, 3, 4, and 5, whether he missed one of the tefillahs, or whether he missed the sets of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the Avaida and the Eved is good.
But he changed his clothes.
What?
He changed his clothes.
Changed the clothes, of course, yeah, but he didn't do the tefillahs. They begged the begged him, Avaida la Avaida, the Avaida, Avaida, Sik Sherim. Biachat kain gadol, biachat kain hegit, shalom kiddush yadav haragl of shachris. If he did not make kiddush adayim raglayim in the morning, and he did the avaida without kiddush adayim raglayim, biavad avaidas apsula. Why? Apsul zaris. Like the Gemara said before, it's a din bizrachri deim alem kunasam alayim. The Xerah Shavit tells us also it's apsul zaris. Yichayim visim. And the avaidas apsula. Amle Rabasi l'Rab Yechanan Mechtei. Now, Chomish Tfilis ve'asara Kiddushin. It's a Doraisa. B'chukah k'sid b'hu. And it says chukah by the Avayda Chayim Gadol and Yom Kippur. Liatvu, why shouldn't it be ma'akev? All the chas, the asara Kiddush. Why the Chomish Tfilis ve'asara Kiddushin liatvu? Le'amar kra l'veisha. We have Xeris HaKosuf. Levesha. Levesha v'yakeves v'yein da maracha ma'akev. The only thing that's ma'akev is Levesha. That's ma'akev, the big day love and the big day zav. But not the tefillahs or the kiddush.
Why the
shachris one? Well, good. Very nice. That's a pella. The condition you shouldn't be mechaber to such a kasher. Can't believe it. No, because the kasher is very schwer. That's what I mean. I would never think you would never ask such a kasher. Okay. No, not because I'm not coming to say it the shva. All right. V'yeh v'maracha brachin. Tzav u'panav. He got all excited. And his face radiated. Oh, my leg. Not really a good kasher. Not really. Why? Vava usakas vilach. It looks like a vav, like you have on a log that's full of crevices, which means it's of no consequence whatsoever. What kind of a kasha is that? If you're going to say that there is such a thing, so why do you even need the first one? Babish mutshmular is asking. Yachi tzafra navi. Why do you have to have the first one that's ma'akiv? What do you mean? Let's wait a minute here. Why is it that Tzaper Rashi over here comes and he tells us that is Shachris, maybe Eva Kippur, maybe Kol Hashana, the Avayda should be possible, like we learned Chukka. Or here comes Rashi over here by us, and he says, Afilu in Kain, Afilu Kidd Shel Shachris, Shel Yeva Kippur, Nabi Lo Akadei. So even the Yeva Kippur Melevation, if you're telling me there's a special Tzeres HaKosuf from Levation, so you should, so the din is, it obviates the need for any of the other ones. It shouldn't be good. What we learned out is, something that's ma'akim for a kayin hegit is ma'akim by him. If it's not ma'akim by his children, kayin hegit, ain't ma'akim bo. But the first one is a regular one, and therefore it's ma'akim bizarro, and therefore it's going to be ma'akim by him. And the bell is, what was the Gemara's kasha? What do you think? You can allow the kayin gadol to go do an avayda without kiddush yadayim or raglayim in the morning? No kiddush yadayim raglayim whenever a person goes, a kayin does the avayda. There's no kiddush yadayim raglayim in pasuls. Hayala ladas, that over here the kayin gadol is going to go do avayda without kiddush yadayim raglayim. The shittim there is, the shittim of kubetzes, there's from kivenger, everybody butchers. What?
Tyson really
answered
as well.
Well, I don't know. Tyson, but no, but yeah, I think it's a nice hey. No. But then, this is the kasha that we have. What was the Gemara's kasha exactly? In my sefer, also, I have a lot of Zakat Sasach over here. That's our richness on this. Where it's going to be that Gaia. What? Aleph, Chaluk Aleph.
Rabbi, which one
did you do with the Madan? It's not him. He offered it Safra Nabi, the Asher, the Safra Marvin, and Xereshava, and Kain Miu to Levashim Labdavka. To see over here. But this is a big problem. What the Gemara, what the Makshin was asking over here. I mean, not to have it. What was the Makshin thinking over here? How can he have that? It al gatsyar kol hashana. It's why a couple. But this already is going to be toloi. In a mikshavah, before I even mention that, I would like. When I read the Gemara, we have to do the Gemara first. There's a lot we have to do over here. Then maybe, hopefully, we'll have time. We'll be. I speak a little bit more about the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the special din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that we have on Yom HaKippurim. Whether the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and Yom HaKippurim is the same din Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that we have Kol Hashana, or there's a difference between the din Kol Hashana or not. And differences lahalacha that we have between them. But I have to see the Gemara first. So the Gemara then says, So what is it? We're saying what? Say the Dabar She'ena Ma'akim is Zaro. Eima Akiba, Rabbi Yonasa says, we learn it out from here. The same thing, but we learn it out from the other drasha. Moshe v'Aaron uvanov. Rabbi Yonasa said, by time of Amar ben Chizkiah, why, when he made this drasha, did he not learn it out from Chizkiah's pasuk? Moshe lehem chakaylam. Amar lachahu l'dairis it exists. That's there just to tell you that the dairis, not for a drasha. But in the bottom line, it tells us, that Dabar HaMa'akim for Dairis, for the children, they're Ma'akim by the Kohen Gadol. If it's not, then it's not Ma'akim. But over here, this is a special din of Chamish Tfilus Masara Kedushin. But that's not Ma'akim. The Enoch, by time of the Abar, why did he not learn out from this Pasuk of Rabbi Yonasan? What is a kiyur? It has to be, okay, Eba kene lekadish arba kaihanim, bimedo ein mikadshin bo, shenemar, rachatzu bimedo by she'ar nevanav. Like it says, rachatzu bimedo by she'ar nevanav. It has to be enough for four. What does it mean, has to be four?
A minimum of
four. No, Avada Yerba, it has to be a minimum of four. What has to be four?
Well,
let's see how Rashi learns. Does it mean the amount of water, or it means the size of the kli, of the kiyur? Let's see the way Rashi says. See Rashi, she'ein bo, she'ein magzik bayim, it's not magzik bayim kishir arba kiddushin. It's a mini kiyur. It has to be able to be mamzik, the amount of water for four kaihanim. Does it have to have that much water, or it has to be clean that's mamzik it? From Rashi and Tzmashma, it doesn't have to have the water for four kaihanim. As long as the keli itself is enough to have it. That's a chayra, what Rashi would be in Tzmashma that is telling it to us. On the other hand, we look at the Rambam. The Rambam, and Raman be a Smigdash.
There we can.
Rabbah, I think it means Smigdash. Rabbah both says that's me that much water.
Yeah, Kama Mayim. Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Gimel.
What do you say?
Perikei
Halacha Yud Gimel. Perikei Halacha it's in Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel. Kama in Bismikas. Kama Bayim Tricha Dias Mikir. Eight Puffas Bichday the Kaddish Bimenu Dalit Kaihanim. That's the amount of water that has to be there. Shinebar Aranavadav. Aranavadav, Bahayu Alazar, Misamar. This is a fair part of the Rabbam also, but this is not part that's Magayatas. Shinebar Aranavadav. Another Baviyu were there also. At that time. And Pinchas is with them. This is a big issue that we have here. But that part is not that Magay to us right here. The Rambam says that it's a gay of the water. Rashi says it's a kli that's mamzik. And now we have a big shaila that we have. Let's say it has to have the amount of water to do four kahanim. And there are four kahanim that want to do it. The first kayin goes and he does kiddush adayra. This is the type of kasha that I'm waiting for Shmuel David to ask. I don't know why he didn't ask it. He's thinking about it. No question about it. The first Kayan goes and does it. And he did Kiddush Yadayim for Aglayim. Now there are three Kahan. Now what does the next Kayan do?
Refill it.
Do they have to refill it? Do they have to refill it?
Every time somebody uses
it. This is a big... And every time somebody uses it, they need a refill. Without a refill, it's not going to work. So here we have a big machlekes, the Chavetz Chaim and the Kutei Halacha is, with the Sfasebis. Whether or not you have to, it always means that as soon as one Kaya does it, does it have to be refilled? It has to be filled up again with the water. There's no such thing as a Kaya, as any Kaya taking water from the Kiyar, unless they're four Kahanim, unless they're four Kahanim, maybe.
Unless it was much larger to begin with. Let's say I had a number 12.
What?
Let's say it started with enough water for 12 gods, right?
Yeah, of course. Right. I mean, for Shteitzel, let's say it had enough water for 12 kahanim. Avada, you don't have to refill. I'm good, but there always has to be enough water, at least for four. Let's say now there's only enough water for three. Do they have to refill the whole thing, or they don't refill the whole thing? That's a big machlokes we can clear. It's Fasebis with a, but the Kutei Halachos and the Chavetz Chaim. Tana Rabbanan. So the one we have here, now, so now what do you do? Turn around, but Kaysa mitzvahs kiddush benich yado ayimonis hagabe ragla ayimonis. The yado hasmolis hagabe ragla hasmolis. He puts his hand on the left foot. On the kaddish. Not sure really what it means. What's raglo here? On his foot or on his leg?
He does both feet at the same time.
What does he wash?
Both at the same time. He's doing both at the same time. Where does he put his foot? I mean, where does he put his hand?
Top of his foot. No?
Foot or leg?
The picture has it on the foot. The picture has it on the foot.
But then how do you wash? Let's bring
it. Wash your sheets. Have it on the foot. It has to be up to your wrist and up to your ankle. What has to be washed?
Yeah. How much of his foot
has to be washed?
How much of his foot has to be washed? How can he wash the foot?
That's a big child now. Tysus and Mechulun, what exactly has to be washed? You're right. This is a problem that we have when it comes to Kiddush Yadayim Raglad, because the Ksinus, we have a Tysus and Ksumus in Chulun called Basar. Let's say the Ksinus, the sleeve of the Ksinus has to go to the wrist.
Has to be airtight.
And he has to wash to the elbow. It should be a problem of a Chusar Begadim. How do you do it? How do you do it? Because if you hold that Ksinus has to go all the way to the wrist, to the hand, and the din is that he has to be wearing Big Day Kahuna. We'll see coming up, he has to be wearing the Big Day Kahuna, but because it's called Sherus, at the time of the Kiddush, in which case, so how do you do it? It's going to be a problem. He can't be Mechutz or Begadim at the time of the Kiddush, just like he can't be Mechutz or Begadim at the time of the Avaida. All right, we ran out of time.
Ran out of water.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.